This is a WTIC Connecticut Coronavirus Roundup for Thursday, April 2nd. I'm Dave Migger, WTIC 1080 News.
Nobody's prepared for the scale of what we have been confronted over the last few months.
We are doing our best to not become a situation where this transmission is like wildfire in our nursing homes.
Person comes in and needs a ventilator, and you don't have a ventilator, the person dies.
We were shocked to see that Governor Lamont had added gun stores as being essential.
We absolutely agree with Lamont that gun stores are essential.
As Johns Hopkins University reported the worldwide confirmed caseload at more than 1 million, a quarter of those in the U.S., Connecticut is reporting its most coronavirus deaths over any 24-hour period yet. 27 more dead. The overall death toll, 112 statewide. Governor Ned Lamont.
Nobody's prepared for the scale of what we have been confronted over the last few months and what we can expect for at least the next few months.
And that easily applies to the state economy. 220,000 people applied for unemployment insurance over the last 3 weeks. That's 40,000 more than applied all last year. The governor says state revenue is down and will stay down for the rest of the fiscal year, which ends June 30th. The state budget chief, Melissa McCaw, says if this is a downturn, just like the Great Recession starting in 2008.
It really took us 4 years to fully recover and bring our revenues back. And over that time frame, that was about $4 billion of impact.
Which federal money will fall short of covering? For the governor, the ventilator battles are real.
The source of endless frustration for me.
With states concerned they might fall short of ventilators in a matter of days, Governor Lamont says some of what the federal government has promised won't help this month during the surge.
You know, press conferences in Washington, D.C., they say GM and Ford, they're going to be making ventilators, and they're all going to be available on the backside of that curve. That doesn't help.
Governor Cuomo of New York, the national epicenter, has been through a much more public tangle over the devices. He says the reason for that tussle is obvious.
If a person comes in and needs a ventilator, and you don't have a ventilator, the person dies. That's the blunt equation here.
New York Times reported this week the federal government has about 10,000 ventilators in its stockpile, plus 2,000 that are broken. The president now calls governors who would like to see the federal government step up more complainers. Nursing homes can be a tinderbox for the virus.
We are doing our best to work with everybody that we can to not become a situation where this transmission is like wildfire in our nursing homes.
57 Connecticut nursing homes report at least one case of COVID-19. Department of Public Health Commissioner Renee Coleman Mitchell says those facilities are desperately trying to keep patients from infecting each other.
One of the things that we're really trying to do is to separate the COVID-19 patients that are positive from our COVID-19 negative patients within existing nursing homes. But we're also looking at opportunities to have alternate care sites, very specifically separating out the COVID-19 positives from the negatives.
Patients age 70 or older account for 92 of the state's 112 confirmed coronavirus deaths. In the face of the state's strong reputation for gun control, gun stores remain on the essential list. Some gun control activists are still asking why that is. Newtown Action Alliance, led by Poe Murray, believes gun stores are far from essential.
We have urged our supporters to contact the governor to urge him to remove the gun stores from the essential list. Just on Saturday, the Trump administration added firearms to their guidance, which is just an advisory list of what should be essential, and we're pushing back on that as well. Because we know that where there are more guns, there are more gun deaths. And Connecticut being a leader in this nation for gun violence prevention, we were shocked to see that Governor Lamont had added gun stores as being essential. And we immediately worked to encourage him to remove that from the list.
As you suggested, the governor is really a gun control guy. So any idea why this went this way?
Well, the National Shooting Sports Foundation, which is headquartered right here in Newtown, Connecticut, is the second strongest gun lobby in the country, and they have been lobbying, you know, very vigorously to have gun stores added on the essential list. And that is one of the reasons why the Trump administration changed, you know, their guidance as well. So I imagine they lobbied hard. But, you know, we were just surprised that we were not contacted, and I do not believe other gun violence prevention organizations were contacted as well for some guidance on this issue. So we're very disappointed, but it's not too late for the governor to change his mind, so that we hope that he will.
What do you tell people who are so convinced that guns in the home make them safer?
Well, you know, it's important to remember that only 33% of households in America have guns. So the majority of Americans do not. So it's the minority of gun owners who are pushing this narrative, you know, that guns make us safer. And they want to be able to carry any type of gun anywhere. And that is shown that it has increased gun violence in our country. And, you know, we're working to counter that narrative. You know, we're very concerned because all the children are home. And during this very stressful time, we believe that there's a risk for increased unintentional shootings and increased suicide and domestic violence deaths with guns. So this is not the time to be selling more guns.
Holly Sullivan is president of the Connecticut Citizens Defense League. She says even in a public health emergency, gun rights are gun rights.
Well, I think we absolutely agree with Lamont that gun stores are essential. There's a lot of industries out there that are open right now that are not constitutionally protected. Your right to defend yourself and your family is a constitutionally protected right, and we would agree that those retailers that supply the means to do so are essential.
And Newtown Action Alliance, Po Murray, she's calling this the coronavirus gun surge. And, of course, she's concerned about domestic violence as a result. Your response to that?
I think there might be some misunderstanding or possibly some misinformation out there about how people are going about acquiring firearms in the state of Connecticut. Anybody who's buying right now is already background checked, and this process takes approximately 2 months to even get your permit. So residents of the state of Connecticut that are currently buying either firearms or ammunition, this is not first-time gun buyers for the most part that just ran out and bought a firearm. These are people that were fingerprinted and FBI background checked over the course of the last 2 months, if not longer, that are seeking to add to what they have. So I think there's a lot of misinformation being spewed out there to the general public that, you know, random people are suddenly just buying guns. That is not the case in this state. You have to have a permit or eligibility certificate in order to purchase firearms or ammunition. So these folks have already been through the process. These are not random people that are just deciding yesterday to get a gun.
I know the gun stores are one thing, but is there any other sort of issue of the moment, since this is such a unique time?
Well, I think one thing that is unusual is that what was interesting is that Governor Lamont put a restriction only on gun retailers that customers should be serviced by appointment only. And that restriction was put only on gun industry, and it was not put on any other type of essential business. And I'm curious what the reason for that is.
As with everything involving the Second Amendment, it's contentious. Massachusetts Republican Governor Charlie Baker has shut down the stores, but some are defying the order and remain open. And that's a Connecticut coronavirus roundup for Thursday, April 2nd. I'm Dave Mager, WTIC News. We're all over this story 24/7, on air, online. WTIC AM 1080 on your AM dial. WTIC FM 96.5 on their HD2 setting. Online from radio.com at WTIC.com and on the radio.com app.